This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live and open phones as always. Should you wish to join us? The number is 603-283-6160. We're talking about drug use as an adult. Dr. Carl Hart has written a book called Drug Use for Grown-Ups. And the subtitle is Chasing Liberty in the Land of Fear. And boy, is it more of a land of fear than it has ever been. This whole COVID crackdown has really revealed how truly frightened the average American is and how easily frightened that they are and how obedient they are. We were just watching what is a funny video during the break. It was,
it was on TikTok.
It was a TikToker. I have to give the guy credit here because...
What he was doing is he's standing out in front of a store, and it looked like it in a major city, and he's got a lint roller. Now, he's got a mask on.
And he's just wearing a hoodie and a hat.
Yeah,
and you know, he doesn't have like a construction uniform or a clipboard.
He's got no attire that suggests that he's in charge.
Right,
and he just tells people to put their arms straight out, straight out from their sides, and then he rolls the lint roller across them before they go into the store, and then they go into the store afterwards. Okay,
and even after he does it, people don't seem. They're not like, wait a minute, why did you do that?
I just want to get in the store.
I think the major thing is that America has just turned a corner where they will put up with anything in order to get along with their lives.
His TikTok is at T Tairo, TTAIRO, and the number one. That is where you can find this guy. So it's just the obedience, the fear, it's just unprecedented, and that's so.
Well, that means that the obedience and fear has been here all along.
It has. It has.
It means that that's the kind of creature we are.
Now it's on display.
Well, it's certainly there's more obedience and fear going on now than there were during the American Revolution. It seems like the individual kind of reached its zenith at about the point of the revolution and has been going downhill since then.
I mean, there were a lot of obedient people back then, right? Like, there were people who agreed with the British. They would have done everything they were told by the British at the time. I mean, the revolutionaries were only a small percentage.
I think that, but also, I mean, doing whatever the American government, the interim American government wanted, it demonstrated that going along didn't result in much more freedom either. I mean, were people above the 49th parallel?
Well, it did in that they passed through a point of freedom when they didn't have to establish another government. They did establish another government, and that's important. It's too bad that George Washington and the other framers it's too bad that the framers of the Constitution weren't shot as traitors to a revolution. If it was considered to be a revolution for freedom, then they became traitors. Well, and they put an end to that freedom.
It was a revolution for independence. And freedom is a term that we have used interchangeably in the United States for independence, and presumably independence from Great Britain. And obviously it's not the same thing at this point.
The right to secede is sufficient, okay? If I have the right to secede from the society, great. I exercise that right.
Me too.
Leave me the hell alone.
Yep.
If you're not a libertarian, I don't want to hear from you.
That's why we signed the Shire Society Declaration. That is our declaration of secession.
And where is that?
So what? We need to make a blockchain out of the Shire Society Declaration. I think that would be a beautiful thing.
ShireSociety.com is where you can go to check that out. You'll have to explain some other time how that would work. Let me go back to a different story about the same guy, Carl Hart. So you had the exclamatory, shocking story from the New York Post about he's doing heroin. And now here's a more rational discussion from, of all places, Vox.com, which is in many ways not rational in plenty of their the stories that they publish. But this one, Sean Illing writes, "It's not often that I read a book and find myself
Sean B. Illing.
torn over its thesis, but that's what happened when I picked up Carl Hart's Drug Use for Grown-Ups. He's a neuroscientist and professor of psychology at Columbia University, and for roughly two decades he's studied the behavioral and neuropharmacological effects of drugs on human subjects.
Before you go any further, is Columbia a Ivy League school or not, Ian?
I really don't care.
I don't know or care.
Okay.
But his work, and this book in particular, pushes the boundaries, both within his field of research and within the public discourse more generally. Part of Hart's argument is uncontroversial. America's drug regime is a failure. The drug war has done almost nothing to curb drug use and has instead subsidized a sprawling prison industrial complex and has helped militarize police departments across the country. And we don't disagree with any of that here.
Yeah. Liberals are usually pretty good on this sort of thing.
Well, maybe the average liberal, but not the politicians. I mean, Joe Biden was one of the king drug warriors.
Well, Joe Biden's a neocon.
Okay. Well, people think he's a Democrat, and he acts like a Democrat.
Yeah. Well, he is a Democrat, but the Democratic Party and the Republican Party are both neocons.
This is now so obvious that it's practically become bipartisan conventional wisdom. But Hart goes further than this. He believes our entire way of talking about drugs and addiction is not just wrong, it's actively blocking the way to a society that lives up to its ideals of liberty and the pursuit of happiness. All drugs, he argues, should be fully legalized, and instead of punishing or shaming people for drug use, we should focus on helping them use drugs as wisely as possible. And that's the harm reduction approach that we've talked about for decades.
Well, I'm not sure harm reduction is really trying to help people use drugs wisely.
That's absolutely what it is.
Well, it certainly is. It's much easier than teaching people to be completely abstinent from them. You can achieve 80% of the benefit in most cases by doing 20% of the work.
Yeah, harm reduction is all about reducing the harm to the user, accepting the idea that people are going to use drugs and giving them the information that they need that for so many years in the war on drugs was completely unavailable, especially before the information, you know, superhighway, the internet, giving them the information they need to use drugs as safely as they possibly can and giving them the way to get help if they do want to stop.
I like the terminology harm reduction allow that term harm reduction first. And I like the idea that, well, best I can tell, people are going to do drugs. Mm-hmm. So let's help them do as little harm as possible to themselves and others.
Yeah. Even harm reduction is a loaded term, though. Okay, I would say utility maximization should be the goal, because we shouldn't stop. You know, we shouldn't stop using drugs in better ways. At the point where the return is zero. We should stop at the point where the return is whatever its natural maximum is.
As you can imagine, Hart's research has its share of critics. Even as mainstream attention to his work has grown, he makes some categorical claims that threaten years of consensus, offers data points that critics say are based on selective misreadings of the scientific evidence, and is fairly unsparing in his criticism of those who disagree with him. He occupies a unique position in the discourse on drugs. He's an academic with an activist's zeal for his cause. And I thought a conversation with him about responsible drug use and the points of tension in his research would be illuminating. I should say up front that my life has been improved by the use of drugs, as again the author at Vox.com, but I would agree with him on this, particularly psychedelics. And I believe that people should be able to experiment with their own consciousness however they want, as long as they're not harming other people. But when we're thinking about drugs at the societal level, things get more complicated. All of which is to say this is a difficult conversation. Some, not all of my reservations about Hart's thesis the more we spoke, and while I still don't buy his claim that it's misleading to argue that a drug like LSD is less addictive than, say, heroin, he still has some worthwhile insights into drugs and their role in human life.
Yes, I would say heroin is more addictive than LSD.
I would say it's a trick question. And the reason I say that is because it's not the substance that causes the addiction, it's the person.
Yeah, and I think he'll get into that here.
But you wouldn't say that with tobacco, would you?
I don't know.
I will go ahead and say tobacco is most assuredly the most addictive substance that we know at this time, and that heroin is probably not that far behind it.
I don't think it was. I don't know if it was on that chart. The other doctor, Professor Nutt from the UK, who came up with the addictiveness chart. We'll have to pull that up and see what he found out.
Smoke for a year and then try to stop.
All right, we got time for you if you want to join us here. 603-283-6160. And then we'll get some questions for Carl Hart about what he's advocating in his new book, which again is called Drug Use for Grown-Ups, Chasing Liberty in the Land of Fear. Dr. Carl L. Hart, we got that on the way. Your call is welcome, 603-283-6160. And you can bring up what you want here on Free Talk Live.
What if the United States and the Soviet Union had fought on land, sea, air, and the astral plane, struggled for dominion across parallel dimensions, or on the surface of the moon? What wonders would have been unveiled? What terrors would have haunted mankind from those dark and dismal dimensions? Come closer, peer through a glass darkly, and discover the horrifying alternative visions of World War III from some of today's greatest minds in science fiction, fantasy, and horror. Weird World War III. Available now from Bain Books at BainBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments murdering people around the world? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin cannot be inflated or controlled by any government. By using their money, you are helping the state. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
Look, I'm sorry, but you're in for a world of pain if you use Coinomi. The reason is their wallet doesn't support payments. The solution is simple. Let them hear your voice. Message Coinomi on Twitter. It takes 5 seconds. And tell them AnyPay sent you, because they're on the fence right now, and your voice will prove that people care about using Bitcoin for payments. Go tweet at Coinomi now. Or even better, leave a review in the App Store. They really pay attention there. Thanks.
What if you want to hear the latest episode of Free Talk Live, but all you have is your phone, you forgot to download our archive, and you have no data connection? You can call our listen line at 641-793-0191. That's a long-distance number, so you may incur charges. If not, listen as long as you want. 641-793-0191. The Free Talk Live listen line, 641-793-0191.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Join us
with here. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Want to make sure you know about AnyPay. It's your way to accept cryptocurrency at the point of sale, and that now includes online. So AnyPay started by being a physical retail establishment crypto accepting tool, and it works great for that. We use it all the time here in Keene, New Hampshire, at various different businesses around town. They are also now using WooCommerce, so they've got a WooCommerce plugin that makes it super easy, yeah, to accept cryptocurrency on your digital point of sale on your WooCommerce site, which is, of course, a WordPress plugin that I was actually just installing today on one of my WordPress sites, and I won't say why that is because I haven't really even gotten started with it yet, but I plan on using the AnyPay plugin for this, so I'll let you know exactly how easy it is to set up when we get to that. You can go to AnyPayInc.com, that's AnyPayInc.com, to learn more, or just download the AnyPay app from your Google or Apple App Store. Make sure you get the right one, though, so you might want to go and visit AnyPayInc.com. So there's more than one app that's called themselves AnyPay, so check out AnyPayInc.com to learn more. As we continue here, let's go to your calls and thoughts, and we'll get back into Dr. Carl Hart, the author of the new book, Drug Use for Grown-Ups, Chasing Liberty in the Land of Fear. But first up, Joe is in Virginia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Nobody and Mark.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing tonight?
Joe, what's on your
mind? Good.
I know you guys have talked about freedom cells around the country.
Yeah.
So there's in Virginia where I live, we're putting together a private club, but we're vetting individuals that are coming into it, you know, making sure that they are liberty-oriented. So I just wanted to get your input on how is the best way to vet people.
I was going to ask you.
Sure they're not. no. I think one thing we're going to do is if you're wearing a mask, you're out.
Okay.
Well, I mean, I could wear a mask and still have read Rothbard.
Yeah.
To me, the most important vetting is find people who have known the guy for a long time. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Find out, mm-hmm. you know, and that means that basically you've got a sponsorship system. The other thing that I would do is record who's sponsoring whom. And when mm-hmm. somebody is outed as a Fed, who introduced that person?
Mm-hmm.
What were they based mm-hmm. on? What's wrong with their judgment or what's wrong with them?
But isn't there
maybe they're a Fed.
But isn't it a good thing to be welcoming and, you know, bring new people into a community?
It is a good thing to be welcoming, but
we just don't want infiltrators.
Yeah. What if you have them sign a form that says they're not a cop or an informant?
That won't be uniquely, that won't be extremely helpful. Although what I would do, and what I do sometimes, is ask people to represent me as my attorney, which if a cop agreed to represent the defendant as his attorney and then gave evidence against them, that calls in all kinds of confusion into the legal system. Was this guy actually representing him? Does he then have a fiduciary duty not to give evidence against him?
That is fascinating, Richard. I'd love it. I'm gonna field the question.
All right.
So, first off, there's a couple of systems. Clubs for a long time have had the sponsorship model that, mm-hmm. Of which Rich speaks here.
Nobody's saying that's a good idea.
I think it is a good idea. Right.
So is nobody.
So you've got this sponsorship thing. Somebody brings somebody in and, you know, it's a system. Mm-hmm. It works. It's not the greatest system in the world.
Right.
The
it would be well suited to a blockchain.
When the say the Quakers, for instance, they've been infiltrated by the FBI on a regular basis. For one, it's because it's easy to infiltrate the Quakers.
Well, but they won't kill you either.
Well, they just won't do anything. I mean, the most that you're going to find Quakers doing is a standing in silent protest. And oftentimes people don't know what they're doing.
If the FBI wants
to come... And they don't quake when they do it, which is interesting. It's not what you would expect.
The FBI wants to come to a Quaker meeting, okay.
Right. And that's the... So that you have the sort of two approaches here, which is, Ian, don't do anything wrong, and you won't have anything to hide.
Well, that's not true. That's not my approach at all. I don't think there's anything wrong with buying or selling drugs, but they'll still arrest you for it. I don't think there's anything wrong with completely consensual acts between other people.
Sure, so, but you wouldn't do anything in the club that you wouldn't do on the street corner, which is to say you would not buy and sell drugs inside the club. You would still be... You'd understand that the people inside the club could very well be informants and infiltrators. You have no trust level with them.
That's possible. I mean, generally what you want is you want an inner church and an outer church, okay? And the socialists did this very effectively using the labor movement, where they pulled a lot of people into the labor movement, okay? They let the labor movement be mostly self-financing, okay? And then they recruited from within the labor movement the people who were hardcore socialists and the people who could be convinced to become hardcore socialists. This is more or less what ANCAPs have been doing with the Libertarian Party.
So you're saying there could be a VIP area in
this club. Exactly. Well, who you bring into your inner circle is different from who you bring into the wider organization.
Mm-hmm.
That's how cell-based organizations work, you know, where... And the other thing is you don't necessarily have to advertise your affiliations to everyone. And Cell 411 is working on a software approach to this.
Watch Fight Club. You'll get some good ideas about how to do this.
Joe,
the first rule about the unorganized militia is you don't talk about the unorganized militia. Unless, like me, you happen to be running the unorganized militia PSYOPs Corps.
But instead...
Yeah, I mean...
Go ahead, Joe.
One more thing I want to add, and then I'll drop. So I just think all this mass business is just a way for the government to prevent people from organizing and developing relationships and whatnot. And I think it's very important for people, liberty-minded people, to organize and start stepping up to the plate and becoming more involved in this kind of thing. So just want to throw that out there.
I think a lot of it was so they could remove Trump from office with a rigged election without sparking a revolution. I think that if the conservatives had been out in the bars drinking beer when that happened, they might have actually grown a pair and done something about it. But because, you know, there's a reason there's a benefit for alcohol. Most revolutions are formulated in pubs.
Most revolutions haven't existed in the last 50 years. I mean, it's becoming less and less viable to have a violent revolution. Take a look at the Jasmine Revolution from just 10 years ago. What's different in the Middle East than it was today?
What's different?
Nothing. I mean, all these people, so many people died, and so much was proposed during the Jasmine Revolution. You just can't fight the state anymore.
I don't know what the Jasmine Revolution is.
Oh, I'm sorry. The Muslims starting in Tunisia and going through Egypt and Iran and all over. The Arab Spring. Yeah.
All right, we got more on the way here. 603-283-6160 if you want to join us on Free.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio is now calling for an investigation into the allegations of sexual harassment against New York Governor Andrew Cuomo. De Blasio called the allegations, which were made by former aide Lindsay Boylan, quote, disturbing. He said, if it's true, it's unacceptable.
When a woman comes forward with this kind of very specific allegations, they have to be taken seriously.
Five New York State Republican senators are demanding a full investigation by New York's Attorney General. In a letter writing, this investigation should also include a review of the alleged actions taken by executive chamber staff members and loyalists to try and intimidate the alleged victim and other women into remaining silent. Governor Cuomo said he's denying any wrongdoing of any kind. He said all of the accusations are false. This is USA Radio News. In a vote of 224 to 206, the House passed the Equality Act. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, here's John Clemens.
The legislation now goes to the Senate, where it faces a number of opponents. The Equality Act will amend the 1964 Civil Rights Act in order to protect discrimination on the basis of sex, gender identity, or sexual orientation. Congressman Doug Lamborn of Colorado expressed his concern what this will mean to faith-based organizations.
Countless faith-based businesses and nonprofits across the country would simply cease to exist.
The co-chair of the Values Action Team is also concerned for churches.
The reality is that churches could be forced to violate their beliefs simply to stay open.
U.S. markets tumbled after 2 days of volatile trading earlier in the week amid rising government bond yields. The Dow is down 559 points, falling from a record high set on Wednesday. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You're invited if you want to join us here. The number 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. And in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Mark.
We're going to continue with more of your calls and your thoughts. Also, want to make sure that you know about freetalklive.com and our new social media site at social.freetalklive.com. That's right, we're competing with Twitter. We're competing with Facebook. We're giving you an opportunity to get off of these big tech giants or migrate yourself away. If you still haven't been banned from Facebook or Twitter, you still have the chance to invite people to go to your new thing, which this could be your new thing. If you try it out, you might like it. Social.freetalklive.com. We had a guy in the Twitch chat room right now asking to see the lint roller video, which I posted to the Free Talk Live profile over there on our social media site. And it's easy to find us because you will automatically follow the Free Talk Live profile when you sign up over at social.freetalklive.com. If you don't want to follow it, you can just unfollow it. But we give you a few default follows. So by default, you follow nobody, you follow Aria, you follow Mark, you follow me, and Captain Kickass, basically all the major players here.
Oh, those that's done automatically?
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, okay, because I got hundreds of follower requests when I...
Those aren't requests. Those are just followers. They're just following you. You don't have to approve them.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, I went back and refollowed them all.
That's nice. That's always a nice thing.
I'd love to add that to the software so you can just say refollow anybody who follows you.
There may be actually an option for that if you
quite
check your
possibly.
Settings.
Possibly. If not, it would be easy to write.
Yeah. Check your settings on that. There's a bunch of really useful settings in the background there on the Mastodon. So check it out over at social.freetalklive.com. We're going back to your calls and thoughts. Chris in Connecticut. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I wanted to ask you guys your take on Donald Trump inciting his supporters to try to overturn the election, then the riot.
Okay, I can stop you right there because you've given me enough questions to answer already. First thing is, when you say try to overturn the election, you're assuming that the voters went a particular way. What makes you trust the government to report accurate vote totals? Because they lie about everything else, and they have the CIA in their employ, which routinely rigs foreign elections. So what makes you think our elections are not rigged every single time?
Well, you're saying rigged, okay? I do know that there's been a lot of talk in the past about, fake votes where people that are dead, that were being their socials, things were being used to go and vote. So there, if you want to say the word, I guess, fraud, that there was a certain amount or extent of that, probably in many elections, including back when JFK ran.
And that's not the only rigging. I mean, Facebook and Twitter donated trillions of dollars worth of free advertising to the Democratic Party, basically, with no campaign finance report being made. They silenced dissenting voices systematically, intentionally, and with absolute disregard for the truth, so that true stories like Joe Biden's scumbag son and his laptop got completely suppressed by the technocrats. So I would say that Donald Trump won that election on that basis alone. Joe Biden should step down for having accepted, without a peep of protest, billions of dollars of illegal campaign contributions.
I would say the best thing about the election is Donald Trump lost, and that the worst thing about it was Joe Biden won. I would agree that it is like there certainly was some fraud involved. Absolutely. The question would be if we can point to it, and we'll never solve that.
The first fraud is that only the Democratic and Republican parties are permitted to exist, and that was a big enough fraud for the League of Women Voters to say that the system has become a sham and step back from hosting debates, which was a position of great prestige for them. So why did they do that? And why don't we believe them that the system is a sham as long as only the Democratic and Republican parties are just on that basis alone? Every American revolution or every American vote is invalid and should be contested by force.
I think the government's invalid. Thank you, Chris, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. Let's continue here. Dave in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live.
A couple more questions on freedom, but the one comment on that topic is to me that let me start 5 years ago on Levin's program, so that I was saying it to a large audience. I cited the Declaration of Independence, and I publicly withdrew my consent, which means nothing unless millions and millions of other people do the same thing, and then you might be getting somewhere in that election. I'll vote, but I don't believe the elections are any longer accurate, including that one, and that makes it null and void as far as I'm concerned. My question's on freedom. Continuing forward, I have a specific numbers, a mathematical question, I guess, which would probably fall to Mark. And then if Eden wants to throw in a couple more of his favorites from the 101, you can tell him what that is, Ian, but let me ask the specific mathematical question. Let's use the scenario of, since you moved from Florida to New Hampshire, but you can substitute anything you want, basically exact numbers, and you can use it for a sample move. It doesn't have to be your numbers. It can be anybody's numbers that's moving from wherever to wherever. What numbers are they running away from? Like what per tax rate? How much dollars in property tax? How much
that wasn't
cost
it,
for
actually, to answer the question. It didn't have to do with numbers of taxes for me. Actually, my taxes went up as far as property taxes by, I would say, 4X at least, moving from Florida to New Hampshire.
But you didn't have to pay a sales tax. So that makes
a big
difference.
I don't think I was buying that much stuff down in Florida brand new anyway, so it really didn't. I don't think it even came close. I think I'd probably pay more in taxes here. But for me, it was the prospect of having a chance at more freedom because I was combining my efforts with other human beings. It didn't have to do with numbers, it had to do with people.
For me, it was about the human beings.
Yeah.
For me, I was running from the fact that my parents had to stop having dinner parties, you know, because I would argue with their friends incessantly, you know. And here, I can believe what I believe. The hardest thing for me to adjust to in moving to New Hampshire was suddenly being a moderate.
What I would say is that don't mistake the reasons that I moved to New Hampshire. When I moved to New Hampshire, the reason I moved to New Hampshire was because Ian and Free Talk, and thus Free Talk Live, moved to New Hampshire. Now, it's not that I was against it. I think it was an exciting adventure, and by the way, it made my life significantly better, and New Hampshire's a great place to live. However, you know, it
and
is
it's
also
just getting better as more people move.
It's
here.
Caused me to be obsessive about the topic of sort of living freedom, living a particular place that has more freedom and these sorts of things, and I have come to the conclusion that New Hampshire is by no means the freest place in the United States, and it's not even getting more free necessarily. So,
well, according to the, not the Fraser Institute, but I believe it was, no, it was Fraser Institute. They did the Economic Freedom of North America, and New Hampshire is the number one most free place in all of North America. Thank you for the call, David. I definitely appreciate it.
But it's not the freest place in the United States. The United States extends to territories in Saipan. The U.S. Marianas is, in my opinion, the Fraser Institute and no other organizations take on these U.S. territories.
They don't.
There's
those.
A lot of regime risk, though.
Like what?
There. Like a very small political system is easy for somebody to take a hold of.
Yeah, but they, I think you have to go check it out before you.
There's a few thousand people in there, and you can start a new industry there and take over the island.
That's the whole idea, isn't it? Behind the, you know, the Free State Project, just to move enough people in to kind of overtake things in the political system.
Oh, I thought it was to make them argue amongst themselves and then, like, disparage people.
Moving them where it's already the live free or die state.
Yeah,
that's
no doubt.
Name on a license plate.
We're reinforcing.
But it was to make that go further and have more freedom than they already have here. There's more coming up here. You can join us. This is Free Talk Live.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the health stocks boom in the U.S. markets. With the pandemic affecting virtually every aspect of American life, people are ready to get past the crisis and get on with living. We've identified a company that could scale up widespread rapid testing and get our economy back on track sooner rather than later. And we want to introduce you to this groundbreaking company with your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word TEST to 48542 to get info on this undervalued rapid testing technology.
technology that can deliver results in as little as 15 minutes. Demand for testing devices could outstrip supply for the foreseeable future. Text the word test to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Stock News Trends. Get this red-hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. Avid Stock News Trends. Text the word test to 48542. Text test to 48542.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Miss a moment of Free Talk Live. Get our archives daily via our podcast at feeds.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live. Open phones here, 603-283-6160. If you want to join us in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
A normal person who must contend from time to time with the urge to spit out his hands, run up the pirate flag, and commence cutting throats.
We thank you for not doing that.
Let's do it now. At least not in the studio.
And Mark.
That would be messy.
ForkFest 2021. Bring your pirate flag to that event because it's going to be a lot of fun. June 28th through July 4th. It is a decentralized libertarian camping festival, and that means there's no one in charge of that festival. There's no ticket prices because there are no tickets. And you can just go and attend, and you can rent an RV site from Rogers Campground if you got one of those, or get just a normal campsite, or even a motel room. But I'll tell you what, you might want to do it sooner rather than later. When I called Rogers Campground 2 weeks ago to confirm our campsite, our RV site for Free Talk Live, the one we had last year at the top of the hill was not available.
Sold.
Yeah. So,
why didn't you do that ahead of time? Why didn't you do that?
I did do it ahead of time. I did it four months ahead of time.
Well, why don't you do it more months ahead?
Well, I don't know if you can. Can you do that?
Yeah,
that early?
You can.
Well, the thing is, we don't really know what week it's going to be. If we fix the week permanently, then I would say let's just rent campsites there for the next 10 years in
advance. I don't know if their software lets you do that. But nonetheless, check out ForkFest.party and mark your calendar June 28th through July 4th. There's a lot more to learn at ForkFest.party. It's going to be a good one. So,
you know, I think the point there does stand, though. Inside the nonsense, there was, I think, a good point, which is let's fix the dates of ForkFest permanently.
You mean the ForkFest?
permanently.
Yeah, well, I mean,
because we can do that by tradition.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, this will be the second year that it's come after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the week of the 4th of July.
I think the perfect definition is the week ending the 4th of July, because you cannot, if it's always the 7 days that precede the 4th of July, it's fixed dates that you cannot forget if you're an American.
4th of July doesn't end on, so you're saying if 4th of July ends on a Tuesday, it starts on a Wednesday?
Basically, the festival then would always climax July 4th. And to hell with the day of the week.
Which is not always the day they have the fireworks.
Oh, that complicates
things. It does complicate
things. I wonder if we could convince them to fix the date of the fireworks.
I don't know. They've been doing it for 42 or 43 years.
But what is the traditional day of doing it? The weekend of the week that contains Independence Day?
I don't know if it's like a firm thing. You'd have to talk to the owner of the park and see what he said about that. So check it out, forkfest.party. I want to get into some of the interview here with Dr. Carl Hart. This is the professor and doctor who's been studying drugs for a long time and drug addiction. Sean Illing over at Vox.com did an interview with him after his new book just came out, Drug Use for Grown-Ups, Chasing Liberty in the Land of Fear. I just want to read some of these questions here to you and the answers from Dr. Carl Hart. So Sean Illing writes, you wrote this book for lots of reasons, but one of them is you're very unhappy with the way we talk about drugs and addiction in this country. What would you say is your biggest complaint on this front? And Carl Hart responds saying, the way you ask the question captures the problem. Drugs and addiction have nothing to do with each other, but we always marry them. That's probably my biggest gripe. My question is always, when are we allowed to grow up in this country? You and I both served our country in the military. We both did our part, he says. I contribute to my community. I don't want anyone telling me what to do, as long as I'm not hurting anyone else. I wrote this book because I want people to think harder about their own liberty and what it really means to be an American. We talk a lot about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, but do we really know what it means? And I'm writing about liberty and drugs.
I like this guy.
I know, because it's the thing about which I know the most. If I was an expert in some other area or issue, I'd interrogate that as an issue of liberty. So the interviewer asks, separating drugs from addiction is a complicated concept, and I'm not sure I quite understand it, but I'll come back to that. When you started researching drugs, you were very much on the other side of this debate, which is to say, you bought all the anti-drug propaganda from the 80s and 90s. So how did your work transform your views? Carl Hart responds, saying, like you said, I was down with the whole just say no thing. I thought drugs were the cause of all of these problems in my community and other communities. But over time, I noticed discrepancies. We had one of the highest unemployment rates in 1982, for example, and people were blaming crack. Yet crack didn't show up on the scene until 85 or 86, so the numbers didn't fit. And in the research I was doing...
And how does crack cause unemployment? It makes you work three jobs, man.
Well, I mean, the idea would be that people are so addicted to crack that they're not working.
But that's not true.
But there was that is absolutely true. During the 1980s, there was so much disinformation surrounding specifically crack, but
well, that's not true. I know a guy who ran a construction crew in Florida, and he told me the crackheads were the ones that showed up at 6 a.m. every day to go to work. It was the alcoholics that were constantly calling in.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Well, I'm saying that if you want people to really work, give them a little bit of crack during the day. Don't keep going.
I'm not arguing that
time.
Point.
Give them that Bolivian merchant powder. They're just working.
Go ahead.
What I'm saying is that there was so much disinformation in the 80s that people thought that crack was the evil that did so many things that, you know, in fact, what it was used to disguise, wait for it, real racism, actual racism.
And in the research I was doing, I began to realize the stories I was told about drugs just didn't make sense. It didn't fit the data. For example, we bring people into the lab and we give them the very drugs that we have vilified, and we give them thousands of doses every year, and you don't see any of these negative effects that we see reported in the media, that we see in documentary films or in popular culture. Even the rationales I often saw in the world of science didn't square with the actual evidence we were gathering in the lab. There was just a ton of dissonance between what I'd always heard and what I was seeing with my own eyes. The reality is that the predominant effects of drugs on the subjects we studied were positive. And the reality is that the overwhelming majority of people who use drugs do not get addicted. This is true whether we're talking about heroin or cocaine or marijuana or you name it. So there were all these inconsistencies, and eventually I had to look at the information in front of me and reevaluate my own beliefs.
And the thing that obscures this, by screening the people who use heroin, it makes it look like heroin causes their lives to be all messed up.
Because you don't find the ones that are productive.
Exactly. Yeah. The ones that are productive would be terrified to take a dose of heroin because they don't... it makes taking heroin a suicidal gesture. So right. it limits the people that you're dealing with the same way that, you know, only a certain number of the people will commit suicide in general.
Yeah, so I would agree with that is that we, you know, the people who are going to be successful are going to do the things that they have been told are successful things. And doing heroin is definitely not in that list, generally. Is it possible to do heroin and be successful? Sure.
Yes.
But now you're talking about a slim little thin
sliver.
Well,
that's the thing. You don't know who those people are because they're successful. They don't check into a drug clinic because they're not addicted. That's
I know
the point
a lot
that Dr.
of
Carl
successful
Hart
people and none of them are doing heroin.
Would they tell
I know
you?
A lot of heroin.
Would they tell
none
you?
None of them are successful.
Would they
yes,
tell
they
you?
Yes, they would.
Really?
I am an iconoclast. Are you doing heroin, Ian?
Okay, tell me
it's
this.
Your business.
Because heroin is basically the same thing as Percocet. How many people do you know pop a Percocet once every while, every now and again? Because they're doing heroin. Yeah. They're just doing a small amount of it.
Is a wine cooler the same thing as bathtub gin?
Is it the same chemical? Yes.
Well, I mean, yes.
Different? Yes.
Yes, there's ethyl alcohol in it, but there's a difference between taking a Percocet and taking heroin that you bought off the street.
No, which really one would you there say is higher quality in terms of purity, in terms of being exactly what it advertises?
I'd say the Percocet.
Well, then that wouldn't be the most addictive, right? If it's the best drugs.
Well, what do you mean?
Well, it seems to me...
Is Percocet addictive? Absolutely.
Okay.
But is it heroin? No.
It is
basically
heroin.
It
is a small dose of PO. It is an opiate. It's a synthetic opiate.
I agree.
That's what heroin is. It's the same high.
Yeah.
Okay, the same thing.
So
I'll get you some Percocet after the show. I'll show you what I mean.
Okay, so lemonade and Coca-Cola both contain sugar. They are not the same drink.
Okay. You don't get it. So
you're absolutely right, I don't.
Somebody who's a productive person, like this Dr. Carl Hart, the reason why it's shocking that he's admitting that he uses heroin is because people believe that you cannot possibly use heroin in a responsible manner. There was a guy that called this show years ago who said he was a weekend warrior of heroin, and we were all like,
I wonder if he's addicted now.
Well, you'll have to ask him, but it doesn't seem like Carl Hart is addicted. And again, this is part of the problem that he's trying to address here, is that whenever you bring up a certain drug, automatically everybody thinks, oh, you must be a drug addict. So why Yes, you're evidencing it here in what you're saying. Why would somebody who you know, who's a productive person, who uses heroin on a recreational basis, admit to you or admit to anyone that they use it? Because they'll jump to a conclusion about them. That's
to normalize the behavior. I would protect somebody's identity.
To do that.
I would protect somebody's identity.
Maybe you would.
They told me.
But that doesn't mean that you wouldn't think things about them. That doesn't mean that you wouldn't think that they're an addict of heroin. Like you just suggested, a guy that was using it responsibly, you said, well, how do you know he's not addicted now?
That's because I think heroin is pretty darn addictive.
That's right. And that's why people won't
say
it.
That's why people won't say it. And Dr. Nutt's study proves it.
He is.
We'll talk more about Dr. Carl Hart tomorrow night because I think this is an important conversation. And we'll see you then. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wrap should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.